Morning, everyone. We are doing Q&A, so I want to get everything situated. Sorry if you hear drilling in the background. I'm just telling you guys, eventually this is all going to end. They're supposed to start tiling today at some point, so hopefully we will be done with the drilling. Kathy, I think you're going to be on the call today. So we will start in a couple minutes. I want to give everybody an opportunity to go get on in here. I want to welcome all of our newbies. We're probably going to have quite a few on this call because they are, this is some of them's first live inside of PNP Tribe, not having to be out with the peoples anymore. So welcome to all of you. The way that today runs is we are going to be doing Q&A, so you get to ask me anything, and in order to get your question answered, use hashtag ask, and then state your question, and that way Kathy can find them fast. She puts them over here for me to be able to see so that I'm not having to do a lot of scroll and waste y'all's time and all that kind of stuff, like going, what am I looking for? And then just welcome to the April babies. Look, Susan, Angie, we've got a lot of April babies here. This is going to be awesome. This will be fun. So if you have any questions, now's the time to ask. And what Kathy's also going to do is she's going to answer some of the questions in the comments. So if it's just like where something is or what should I be doing next or something along those lines. Sorry, guys. Let me just tell y'all about my morning and then we'll get started. So I got up this morning. My hips are killing me. Not like painful, like just tired. In yoga, they always say that you carry stress, your emotions, and all kinds of things inside of your hips. And so today I could just tell that I've been kind of going 90 to nothing for a few days. I was like, oh, my hips. I was supposed to run. And I was like, no, today's a walk. And so I got on my treadmill and I put in some motivational stuff. And I did my walk and I talked to my friend coach. I call her friend coach because she coaches me and she's my friend. And then I took Logan to school and we hit every single traffic thing that could be hit. It normally takes us about 35 minutes to get there. It took us an hour and 10 minutes to get to school this morning. And so I was like, oh, fuck. I didn't have a shower. I don't think I'm going to get home in time. And Logan started coaching his mama on her thought work in the car. And so he was just like telling me, he's like, well, you know, you can't help traffic, mama, but you can, I think he said, but what you can do is you can put your thoughts to how you're going to show up today. I'm just like sitting there literally with a scowl on my face. And like, he just kept on and on and on. And at one point I caught myself and I said it out loud and I had to apologize. I said, I just want to tell you, I really appreciate you trying to help me. But every time you keep bringing it back up, I'm just going back to worrying. And so he was like, well, I'm not meaning to worry you. He said, he starts getting indignant. And he said, what was it that he said? Quit reading into what I'm talking about. He was like, you're creating a lot of stuff around what I'm saying. I'm just trying to help you stay positive or something like that. I don't know. So anyway, I apologized and told him, of course, that, you know, I needed to think better and all this other junk. So anyway, it was a very interesting car ride. The traffic to get home, though, was quick, so I had 22 minutes to get ready. So I quickly hopped in the shower and did all this and let the bathroom fitters in. Kathy, where are you putting questions? I thought we were doing it in the Facebook fives. I guess it's filters. Okay. Sorry, I was in the wrong one. Andrea, she says, I'm addicted to the Chick-fil-A. Oh, I'm addicted to the chicken minus breakfast at Chick-fil-A. What's the best way to cut this addition or replacement food? I don't know what the chicken minus is. Can you tell me, like, I just need to know what a chicken minus is. I have no idea. I haven't ate at Chick-fil-A in a long time. The reason why is not because I don't like Chick-fil-A, but when Logan was 4, he threw a raunching fit and I told him that we would never come back if he, if I had to carry him out one more time, and we've never been back to Chick-fil-A since. We always joke in our family about how Chick-fil-A is off limits. Let me tell you, when mama sets a boundary, mama means the boundary. It's fried chicken and sweet bread. Okay, so the first thing I would do, Andrea, is to quit telling yourself you're addicted. Here's how I know you're not addicted to it. Like, you don't have a compulsion to go get it at midnight. Like, let's think about addicts. Addicts are like drug addicts. So I want you to quit framing it in your mind that it's like it just is happening to you or that you have to have it and stuff. The first step is to be like, okay, I like that breakfast. And I typically choose it very often. Now I'm not going to be choosing it because I'm going to choose my goals instead. Just talking about it that way in your brain is a really good way of breaking it from feeling like I'm at the effect of Chick-fil-A and it's chicken minus breakfast. No. Like, here's how I also know you're not addicted. If I said, I'm going to give you $1,000 if this month you won't, everybody who doesn't get the chicken minus breakfast this month gets $1,000, you'd be like, okay. You tell that to a Coke addict and they're just like, fuck that. Where's my Coke? That's what I want you to be thinking about. I want you to be very careful. Now that you're in the tribe, we're going to be very careful around how we word things and how we think about things, because you're never going to not choose it if you feel like you're addicted. Every time you go, you're going to be all geared up. Like, it's going to be so hard not to get the chicken minus. You know, I'm addicted to that shit. Like, you'll drum up the drama in your head around it, and then you'll choose it because of the drama you drum up around it. Rather than if you're going in. So like, the other thing is, what's the best way to cut this addiction? So like, we're not going to be addicted to it. We either don't go to Chick-fil-A anymore for like 2 weeks, like give yourself a break from it so that your brain can get used to a different breakfast, or go on the menu and look for something better to order. Like, can you get that breakfast? I know they have grilled food. So rather than getting it fried, could you just start for the next week or so getting it grilled instead of fried? That's going to save you a lot of like right there. So starting somewhere like that. But like, none of that can happen, because here's the thing we know about addicts. They don't like tamper down and level up and that kind of stuff. Like they're doing something that's harmful to them. You're just choosing a damn chicken sandwich. And so we want to make that as neutral as possible. So what I want you to do is just be like, okay, so if all this is a choice, then what is going to be my next better choice? Maybe for the next few weeks, maybe I go to Chick-fil-A every other day. And on the days that I go, then I get grilled instead of fried, and just start there. Or just start with doing it grilled every day, whichever one you want to do. But you just pick. There's no right or wrong. The real win here is you deciding that you're going to like make a small shift, and you're going to start doing that, because then that starts giving you wins and it starts giving you traction. Beth, I love the planning and I've leveled up so much. I have to eat so little to lose. I need reassurance. This is truly what I need to do. You don't have to eat little to lose. That is a thought. If you're truly listening to your body and losing weight, your body is saying, this is all the food we really need, Beth. Your idea that it's little is the problem. I want you to think about it. Like, there are some days I eat once a day and I am in maintenance, but I am not hungry. That is the thing. You want to make sure that what you're doing is you're setting yourself up for success. So understanding that your body, like, it knows. There are some days, though, I eat 5 times in one day. I'm really hungry. I get like right now, I've been kind of running on adrenaline. I've ate less this week. I've had things to do. I've been running on adrenaline. My body is like, all right, if we're going to need to keep you energetic, what we don't need to do is be pile driving food in you all the time. Like, my body knows. I guarantee you so I have camp starting next week. I barely eat during camp. Ask the girls. Because I'm just running on adrenaline and coffee and water, and I'm fine. And my body knows it doesn't need to spend time in digestion. It needs to spend time in brain energy. So what typically happens, though, is then when all things calm down, my body's like, oh, now we get to eat. Then it's like it makes up the difference. And I don't feel bad for that side either. And that's the key. Is that we want to just, if we're always listening to our body, if we're always doing what we need for our body, it's not going to steer us wrong. That is the thought I want all of you to do. Because some of you are going to notice that in the beginning, you're going to eat so much less than you want to eat. Not what you need to eat, but what you want to eat. And we have to go through that because what you want and what your body needs is two different things. And so in the very beginning, a lot of times, you know, you have a lot of stored. Every pound that you're carrying is 3,500 stored up calories. It's just sitting there like in a silo waiting to be used. And so when you first start, the second you start allowing for hunger, your body's like, oh, we have like all these unlimited resources. It won't send you hunger cues. It will tell you you're satisfied much faster because it wants to get back to using up what it's been stockpiling for so long. So just be very aware that when you say, I have to eat so little to lose, I would rather you say, as long as I'm listening to my body, it will not steer me wrong. This is all the food that I need. Now my life is sitting there waiting on me. Let me go do that life a little bit. Let's see. If I put something on my 24-hour plan, but then decide I don't want it, I don't have to eat it, right? Exactly. So like, let's say a lot of you, what I have you do is I have you plan snacks and stuff. In the beginning, I'd rather you overplan and under eat. Now, what I mean by that, because I don't want anybody thinking, oh my gosh, you want me to be hungry. I want you to have a touch of hunger, of course, but I want you to overplan. And then if you're not hungry, then don't eat it. That is the under eat that I'm talking about. I really want you to think about this. The last thing I want you to do is to break your plans. And a lot of you are excited and motivated and thrilled to be here right now. And so you're just like, like I had somebody last night, she ended up eating off her plan. And she said, I could totally tell because of the way that I'd made my daily plan. It was completely unrealistic because by the evening, I was freaking out. And she was really hungry. She didn't plan enough food. And I was like, then I want you to learn from that. Like you ate tonight. So tomorrow we need to make the realistic plan. Because the first key step for everyone when it comes to losing weight, whether you're new or not, because I still have tribe members, I've been here forever, and they still do this shit, is you want to make sure that you are planning realistically so that you never waver from your plan. That is that's our impossible goal, that we just have plan after plan after plan, that we don't feel like we have to break anymore because we have our back so much. Because we made our plans with our smarts, our goals, our integrity, our back, our heart, our desire to live a long life, our desire to do this in a way we will live it. Like when all of that comes together, you are truly complete making plans that you'll complete on a day-to-day basis. And the consistency of following your heart, your desires, your goals, having your own back, all of that leads to the weight loss. I promise you, the more we start shifting you guys into thinking about how to do this in a way that you love and you look forward to, you will see it is like, you will literally be one of the ones going back to the group, like all the groupies that are afraid to join right now, you'll be one of the ones going back saying, I'm just telling you, listen, she knows what she's talking about. Here I am, 50 pounds down or whatever. And I've made mistakes and stuff, but I have figured out how to do this in a way that I love. I have my own back. I don't beat myself up anymore. I understand what she's talking about now. I feel motivated to do things for myself. That's the magic. Protocol for a newbie. Where do I find more information? I think I may be making it too hard. I've watched the protocol lesson 3 times. All you need to do is, your protocol is everything you would like to eat. That's it. The protocol, guys, don't get too hung up in it. It's really like, and that's week 2. So for everybody's like, what's the protocol lesson? You've already gone ahead to week 2. So this week, this is what we're having you guys do. From now until Saturday, it's orientation land. Everything else you listen to, including this live, is what we call the bonus, right? On Saturday, we will send you an email and we want you to watch module 1, which is Fresh Start. We're going to spend next week talking about Fresh Start. Lots of, like, when you see like my Q&As and things like that, we're going to be talking a lot about Fresh Start And we're going to be talking a lot about doing things when you don't want to do. That's like the two big focuses this month is the basics and doing things when we don't want to do them. They go together very well because a lot of people don't want to do the basics. It's like the job of my life is to get everybody to do the basics when they don't want to. So here's the thing. With the protocol, which comes up in the following week, all that you probably are making it too hard because like if you ever see my protocol, it's very like quick. It's like all the vegetables, all the healthy fats, all the proteins, every fruit. I have on there like my Weight Watchers pizzas. Like I list out a few things like that specifically. I list out like wine is on my protocol. I don't just save wine for exceptions. Wine is on my protocol so that when I want to plan wine, here we are. Halo Top is on my protocol because I really love the Halo Top. And I know not everybody's a fan of it, but I like Halo Top. Pop Chips is on my protocol. Like I just list out like my favorite things, like the things I really love. Now, what's not on my protocol is potato chip nachos from Burger Republic, French fries, some things like that. Those are the ones that I have decided I want to save for exceptions so that I consciously plan them rarely. The other things are things just like, you know what? Like when I'm on my period and shit, you better believe it's like Weight Watchers pizzas, Halo Tops and Pop Chips around the clock. But that just goes on the plan. So it's just your protocol, what its job really is for you is so that when you're picking foods, it's to give you an idea of the abundance of food that you can eat. It is not, these are the only foods I can eat. Shame, shame, double shame. Everybody knows your name if you eat something else. That is not what the protocol is. Now, the first protocol you ever do, make it wide and vast and include everything. If you just want to put down all the food, that's fine. Like you could just write down those three words. Just say like, my protocol is everything. I'm just picking and choosing. The beauty of the protocol though, is to allow you for when you start finding foods that don't work well for you on a regular basis, you don't put them on the protocol so that you remember like apples, even though I have all the fruit on there, apples are technically not on my protocol. They don't like me. I love them though. And so like, it's rare that you see me eat them. And every time I try to eat them, they break my mouth out and they make me hungry. But then I want them. But my protocol, what it does is reminds me of the foods that don't serve me well. There are just certain foods that don't do well for me. It's just like flour with Kathy. Like Kathy loves the flour, but it makes her joints hurt. When she has flour, she is trading the taste of flour for not being able to walk around good the next day or so. Like there are certain people will just be like, I would just make sure that your protocol is done from a mindset of, this is to help me see all the food that I get to pick from. And what most of you will do is you will say, these are the only foods I get to eat. And that is not what the protocol is about. The protocol is to teach you abundance with food. And it's also to get you just to think through the things that you want to include on a regular basis and the things you don't want to include on a regular basis. That's it. And you can put anything you want on there. Like if you want to put on there, I eat nuts, but I only eat like a pre-portioned size because nuts are one of those things I tend to just mindlessly eat. Like that's what Corinne does. Like when it comes to peanut butter, nuts and things like that. When it comes in the house, it gets portioned because I don't want to even set myself up for mindlessly eating more than I need. So there's all kinds of things like that. So you can put down whatever you want. It's just one of the things I really will be teaching you a lot here in Tribe is with the 24-hour plan and protocol and things like that, it is to get you to start being very conscious of what you eat, to think about what you're eating, to be very aware and to stop the habit of just eating to be eating, eating spontaneously, eating because it's there, eating because you feel bad, eating because you're bored. And I just want you guys to no longer have to, like, the day will be great when you say, you know, I used to all the time eat and wonder why I ate it. I used to, like, sit there and struggle with, like, I would finish off a bag of chips and wouldn't even remember doing it. My job is to make sure that you learn the skill of that never happening again. That we teach you so much about being conscious and deliberate and aware that you learn to love that because you never have to feel like food just happened to you. Like you're like, I always know it's a choice. I'm so good at doing this and thinking about it and stuff. No matter what I eat, it's like, boom. I don't have to feel out of control anymore, ever again. I feel like I'm hungry all the time. Nervous, I eat too often. Mandy, just track it for now. You're an April baby. The best thing that you can do is to make sure in the 24-hour plan, I don't know if you guys can see it, in the planner, whether you order my planner or not. And guys, I know not all of you have your planner yet, but guess what you do have? You have the free version. So if you can't print off pages, do like we've always done. Like that planner ain't even a year old yet. This tribe did not have a swanky ass planner a year ago. You write on a piece of paper. You know what's in the PDF. It is not a hidden secret anymore. You just write it down each day until you get your planner, or you print you off some temporary copies until you get your planner. So nobody use the excuse like, well, I don't have my planner yet. I can't really do my 24-hour plan. That's bullshit. I just want to say that right now. So what I would do is every time you eat, really track. Like in the beginning, it's super important with the hunger scale. Where did I start on the hunger scale? Where did I end on the hunger scale? Track the foods every single time. Do not get caught up in feeling bad that you're eating all the time. Get aware so that you can be like, oh, these foods only lasted me like an hour or two. Oh, when I ate this, it was like 3 to 4 hours. You'll start noticing patterns as to what your body takes longer to digest, utilizes more for energy. And you'll also, when you have to write down, when you make it a rule for yourself to write down the food before you eat it and where you're starting, it makes you really start understanding what your hunger cues are. Are you truly hungry? Is this emotional? Like, depending on what, like if I'm just hungry every 2 hours and I happen to be eating protein bars and, you know, maybe some baked chips or shit like that, then you start being, well, if my option was baby carrots, maybe I wouldn't be eating it. You start going, oh, you start distinguishing emotional from physical hunger. And then guys, here's the thing about emotional hunger. Emotional hunger is not always like deep, dark secrets from the well of my broken soul. Most emotional eating is boredom. I can't just sit here and wait for the next project at work. Or it's avoidance. I don't want to work on this project. I'm tired. Like a lot of the emotional eating is that tired and boredom and all of that stuff. Like frustrated at what you have to do, not looking forward to it. Those are also emotions. Do you have recommended books or websites for easy travel food? This is a great question to ask in the Facebook group. Let me just tell you, we have a lot of travelers in our group, people who travel for business and all kinds of stuff. I'm driving and working outside all day. I'm getting sick and bored of the same old foods that are easy to bring. And usually that is when I go hog wild and go get gas station junk food. Do not go to the gas station. Go to the fast food restaurant and get a salad. Go get something else, first of all. Do not use your job as an excuse. But here's what I would do. I would make it off limits to go to the gas station. If you can't go into the gas station and get hard-boiled eggs, a cheese stick, and some water, then you don't get to go. That's what I always tell myself. Is like, if there's certain places where if I know that is my stomp for getting a bunch of bullshit, guess what? The gas station is no longer on my protocol. That makes that shit real easy. So what I would do is I would make sure that that gas station is not a part of your process right now for the next 30 days. And boredom with your food is no excuse to go stuff your face. Boredom with your food is doing exactly like what you did right now, which is, I'm really proud of you. Ask the question, but I would post that in the Facebook group and let everybody give you ideas. They're going to give you 1,000 more ideas than I'm going to be able to give you. One, I don't eat in my car anymore, so I'm not 100% sure what you should have. I don't eat in the car anymore. So I made that rule a long time ago because when I eat in the car, I don't pay attention to my full. I don't enjoy my food. And I'm always like, I would rather be hungry and go home and enjoy it than eat in the car because I'm avoiding being hungry. Like, I can tolerate a little hunger to be able to enjoy what I'm going to eat. I have started the No BS course, but I'm so used to eating mindless that I'm paralyzed when I think of creating a plan. I want to be realistic, but I don't know what to do. Put down what you ate yesterday. The easiest way to start with a realistic plan is, what is that bullshit you were eating yesterday or the day before? Or if you weren't going to plan, what is the bullshit you would eat? That's your realistic plan. There's no paralyzed. I guarantee, Laura, here's the thing that you all have to get into your head. You're planning whether or not you write it down or not. So let's say you don't write anything down for the day. What you eat all day long is something you planned a second before it happened, what was going to go into your mouth. So the plan is always happening, whether or not you want to put pen to paper. So don't say I don't plan or it paralyzes me and that kind of stuff. No, what's paralyzing you is you think there's a right or wrong. What's paralyzing and overwhelming is that you're afraid you'll put something down and you won't lose weight. It's like, let's just put shit down and figure out how to lose weight. But before we get to figure out how to lose weight, we got to start putting shit down first. That has to happen. So look back. Like, think about what you ate Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. What is today? Thursday? Yeah. What'd you eat the last 3 days? Pick some of that shit and put it on there. If you weren't making a plan, what would you want to have today? That's always a good question. If I wasn't going to make a plan, what foods would I be eating today? Put all that on the plan then. And that will be your first realistic plan. The way the realistic plan works is you have to get conscious about the things you've already been eating. You have to sit and eat it consciously. Most of you, like I said, the plan's always happening. The problem is that y'all don't think it is. You're just like, yeah, I just ate a burger and have nothing else. It's like, no, you chose to eat a burger. It wasn't because you didn't have anything else. You planned on that burger about 2 seconds before it went into your mouth. So let's make sure that you start making plans now. Guys, I'm going to tell you the most solid favor you're going to do yourself from the get-go, while enthusiasm's high, while you're scared to death and you don't know how to do anything else. Get that planner and start making the 24-hour plans. And make, even if you make them unrealistic and fuck them up, keep going so we can teach you how, like, now you know what unrealistic looks like so that we can move you into realistic. Kathy, do me a favor. In this video, will you post the call with the tortilla chip girl? No, not the tortilla chip girl. Post the call with, what's her name? It's in the Best of Rants. I will tell you real quick. I know exactly which call I want. If you will go, Kathy, to Corinne's Best of Rants, Best of Corinne's Rants Realistic Planning, February 25th of 2019, post that link inside of here. And then when we do the, when we post this up, this Q&A on the site, link to this call, please. That'll be really good because that call is, who is Sandwich Girl? I don't think she was Sandwich. She was Panera. Remember, y'all? She had got a coaching call. Like, somebody had canceled. She got on last second. She had planned her first realistic overeat. And she had had Panera and, like, a McDonald's something or other. And we processed it lifetime. It was so good. We like to call our calls by food. Like, remember Tortilla Chip Girl? Remember Sandwich Girl? Girl was afraid to put sandwich on a call. Can you explain a little about thought downloads? I feel like maybe I need to do one with all my fears before I even start and then have someone discuss with me. Yes. So if you'll go to module 4, there is a whole lesson on thought downloads. Why don't you just go there and listen to that today? All you have to do is dump your thoughts down. Now, don't do the model yet. I'm just going to tell you, we need to build up to the model. But you can still, like, in the back of the planner, you'll notice there's thought download and model pages. We get to that later. But you can go ahead and listen to the lesson just on thought downloads and why we do the thought downloads. It may talk about the model in there, but what I want you to get from it is that if you're saying, like, I feel like maybe I need to do one with all my fears, I would just start your thought download that says, I am afraid because of what? And just list out a lot. either make a list of like my 10 biggest fears with PNP or this program or my weight loss, whatever you want it to be, is. Or you can just write about, I'm afraid because blah, 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 blah. Then I want you to turn the page and I want you to argue the truth. I want you to be like, that is one side of the story. I'm afraid of all this stuff. And if I wasn't afraid, here's the things I'd be telling myself. And go. And that is the positive one. So what you're going to do is you're going to talk about like, if I wasn't afraid, I would tell myself this. So like, if let's say that you do the 10 reasons why you're afraid right now, like this will fail. I will have wasted my time. I won't be able to keep up, whatever those are. So then on the next side of the page, you say, okay, if I wasn't afraid, these are the things I would be telling myself about each one of those. So if it's like, I won't be able to lose my weight, if I wasn't afraid, I would tell myself, this will be a process. There will be lots of ups and downs, but I know we will get through it as long as we never quit. So you talk to yourself in that way. That, guys, will alleviate so many fears. Most of us, we are so afraid of our fear that we don't even start. And like when it comes to like doing the thought downloads and stuff and like seeing all that, I want you guys to be like okay with seeing all of it. I want you to be like, I want to know what I'm actually afraid of. Because I also want to be learning how to talk better to myself. I want to be able to start learning how to be my best friend, how to be my most trusted advisor. I want to like go through the process and understand. And I will tell you, one of the things that I think is super important is that a lot of times when you just write out your fears, what you're really afraid of and stuff, you get relief in just seeing it on the outside versus it just circulating and swimming on the inside. It helps you break things down. Like for all the newbies right now, you're literally only doing this week. Once you pass the orientation part, you're just learning more about the basics. We're not overcomplicating it in the beginning for a reason. We want you here. We want to teach you like more. I just want you to do your basics. I want you to get into thinking about, okay, the only thing I have to do is module one this week. That's it. I have 7 days to listen to those videos. Like all the other content that's out there doesn't apply to me. And here's the funny thing. Like a lot of you will say like, but there's so much stuff. It's like, yeah, there is. You don't walk into the library and go, oh, fuck, I can't pick out a book. There's so many books. Who? Like, seriously? Would you walk into a library? Would you walk into a clothing store? Would you walk into Target and you need dishwasher soap and go in and go like, are you kidding me? They have clothes? How the hell am I supposed to get my dishwashing soap? No. Guys, there's one thing that applies to you. Module one. The rest of it, bye, Felicia. It's all there for you later. Like if you met, like there are people who hadn't even joined yet. Guess what? They're not going to have this call. They're going to have it on the replays. A lot of them aren't even going to listen to it. You know what's going to happen? A fuck ton of them are going to lose some weight. You know why? Because they listen to one thing at a time and they don't sit there and look at all of it. Guys, this is the thing. You know what overwhelm is? Bullshit. You think overwhelm is caused by what you see. Like all the things. Overwhelm masks, I'm fucking afraid I can't do this. So it's a lot easier, rather than me sitting around and admitting what I'm actually afraid of, you know what's easier? To sit around and be like, oh, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know where to even start. It's like, you know where to fucking start. There's an email that says, do your orientation. And at the very last video of the orientation, you know what it says? Do your no BS. This is not complicated, right? But our brain and our fear complicates it. Our fear we can't lose weight. Our fear that we can't do it. That it's going to be too hard. I won't know the right answer. I might overeat. My protocol, I don't know if I'm doing it right. All that stuff all comes from a fear. And so it makes us do nothing. And it's like, if I wasn't afraid, I would read my email and be like, oh, wow, She told me what to do. Like all of you who are in here right now who are overwhelmed and scared and worried about what's going on, giving yourselves no credit. Somehow you figured out how to sign up. You also figured out how to open your email. You were able to request access to the group, get in, find a Facebook Live, ask a question. And that's not fucking overwhelm. Quit thinking that's overwhelm. You know what it is? It's bullshit fear, and it's okay. This is like, we're supposed to be doubting, we're supposed to be afraid, we're supposed to be all those things because you haven't learned to just take a breath and say like, it's okay. What is the next best step? Oh, she says right here, start that no BS. Lesson one. That's all you can do. We always think about all the things and it's like, guys, no matter what, you only get to do one thing at a time. Like if you're listening to this, guess what? You can't be pushing play on module one. You just need to be in full attention right here, learning all you can from this. And then when this is done, if it's time to do more PNP work, guess what you do? You go push play on lesson one. That's it. That's all. Every morning you get up, 2-minute plan. And then you just eat that food the rest of the day. And then you assess at the end of the night. Drink some water along the way and then go to bed. That is weight loss. The rest of it is what we're going to be working on because the rest of it is your thoughts about those simple things. Waking up in the morning, planning for 2 minutes of what you're going to eat for the day, eating that food and doing your life the rest of the day, spending 2 to 5 minutes at night assessing your day, drinking water as you go along, and then you go to bed. And that is life. And that is how we lose weight. So anything else we're thinking around it, but Corinne, you don't know, let me add this, my specific situation, that is what we're going to be working on as we go along because that is all the thoughts. That every that but and everything after it is the hurdles standing in your way in your brain to losing your weight. And we need to hop over them one at a time, but one at a time, not all of them at a time. I need help with some self-care. How often should I get a haircut? Now this is a good question. Now I'm enjoying myself. How often should I be taking care of me? Well, Lily, it's first going to start with how long your hair is. So I have very short hair. I get my haircut every 5 weeks. And what I do is when I go get my haircut, I schedule the next appointment while I'm there. I never leave it up for chance. Like if I am going to, like I get all my roots and everything done, but I'm a blonde. So it takes me like every 5 weeks, I need to be in there getting the roots done, getting all the shit done. If you have longer hair, you can wait a little bit longer. I would ask in the tribe take a selfie of your head. This is my hair. We have a lot of hairstylists too in our group. I don't know if you know this, but you are in the mecca of style. We have people who are professional stylists, interior designers, hairstylists, you name it. If you need self-care help, this is the tribe to be in because all the experts are here getting their shit straight too. But as far as how often you should be taking care of yourself, some of the things that I suggest is daily taking care of yourself and making a list of what that would look like. So for me, like getting a shower each day is part of my self-care. I identify a lot of the things that I do as my self-care. Like I make sure that I journal every morning. To me, that's self-care. Like Corinne's going to be an ass and Corinne's going to be a wreck if she's not journaling each day. You know, when I put on makeup and lotion, to me, that's self-care. Not everybody likes makeup. I particularly love makeup. I also love to lotion and I like to take care of my skin. So like I don't even spend a lot of money on it. I use a lot of Philosophy products because I think they smell the cleanest and the best, but I lotion each day. You know, just having like taking a quick walk, like a 10 minute, just listening to a podcast to me is self-care. So I think one of the things for you is just to look at where you might already be caring for yourself and identifying it first. I think that's always such a good step with self-care, guys, because a lot of us think we're not taking care of ourselves when we, in actuality, we are. We start becoming the martyr of our lives. And when you think of yourself as a martyr, you feel terrible. And you forget all the little ways that you are doing certain things, like for yourself. Like, I think about, you know, just getting ready each day as self-care. Like having, like my sister-in-law, she doesn't have a job. She got laid off a few years ago. And my brother and her send my niece to a private school, and they don't have a lot of money. They're not broke, but they don't have a lot of money. And she didn't want to have to go back to work. And so I had things that I wanted done, and I didn't want some stranger in my house doing it. But I love my sister-in-law, so I made it a deal with her. And I was like, well, you don't want to go back to work. And she wanted to be able to work about 10 hours a week doing stuff. So she does stuff for me. Like, I don't like changing the cat box, filling the bird feeder, washing clothes. There's just certain things like that, getting my gas, things like that I don't like. Guess what Aunt JJ loves to do? She likes doing stuff like that because she can do it and it's done and she didn't have to think about it anymore. And she can be at home when her daughter gets home. She can go to every event if she wants to, and she can put a little extra money in her pocket for JJ money. And so, like, looking around, like, for me, Aunt JJ is my self-care. You know, it's just like when I used to do food prep to me was self-care. Now, guys, I still do food prep. I just, now Aunt JJ does it. Aunt JJ is also a good cook. Everybody should have an Aunt JJ in their life. I'm just going to tell you right now. She's my age, and I call her Aunt JJ. But, you know, just getting creative about those kind of things and thinking about, like, what are some stuff I would love? What are some things that I would like? You know, like, for me, I will say this. The nails are not the self-care for me. I do the nails so they look nice and stuff, but I don't enjoy the process. I always go with a book or something to read because that part is the self-care. Getting this done, you ask Kathy, I bitch and moan the entire time I'm there. All right. Does unsweetened tea count as water? Yes, ma'am. I am going to DC to visit my daughter this weekend. I know I'll be going out to dinner and having drinks. I don't know where we'll be eating. How should I approach my plan? Should I plan to leave food on my plate? Yeah. If you don't know where you're going, you just start thinking about the things that you will and won't do. So, like, for me, a lot of times when I'm going to go out and have drinks, what I will do is I will, like, this is how many drinks I'll have. And I will start drinking only once my meal arrives, something along those lines. I'm either having dessert or I'm not having dessert. I am having appetizers or I'm not having appetizers. I will never eat out of a bread. You will not catch me eating out of bread baskets hardly ever. So it's like, that's almost usually one of the things on my plans. It's like, no bread basket. Usually I skip appetizers and I skip bread baskets, and I like to have, like, a good meal. So I just always plan for that. Eat my 2 to 2, you know, have whatever drinks I want. A lot of times I'll plan to also have, like, make sure I order water. It's more just thinking through the meal. Like, guys, you don't need to know where you're going. We're going to talk a little bit more about this tomorrow in the Weekend Motivator. So on Friday noon, there's always a Weekend Motivator with me or one of the coaches. I usually do them, but if there's times when I'm going to be, you know, like next week is different because we're going to be at camp. So somebody, I don't remember. I can't remember if one of the other, we might have moved the time for next week. Let me look and see what we're doing. Friday, April 12th. Oh, okay. We're actually doing a Q&A. We've moved things around next week because of all of the camp stuff. So on Friday, I'll be doing a Q&A while they're having, wait a minute, who's doing Q&A? I don't think it's, oh, Kathy's moderating. Might be me. No, I'm doing it. Never mind. Camp doesn't start till Friday night. Sorry, y'all. We move some things around to make sure that, so we have, like, a VIP 2 day, and then we have camp that starts at 5 o'clock. We made sure that the Q&A for you guys got planned at 1 o'clock so that I could do it. And, you know, because I don't get enough talking as it is. I was terrified I wasn't going to get to run my mouth all day. But I forgot what I was even saying. Oh, tomorrow, so we're doing our traditional Weekend Motivator. I'm going to be talking about, in that call, all about how to plan realistically for the first weekend so that you guys are on tap for the first weekend. Okay. And then, but when you travel and when you do things, it's all about the spirit of thinking it through rather than thinking, I don't know where I'm going, so I just hope for the best. There ain't no hope. There's always a plan. If you are dedicated and committed to thinking deliberately and ahead about your food so that you're making choices that feel right, for your body, right for your lifestyle, and right for losing weight for the rest of your life, good. That's what we do. If we put our brain to work there, we'll do that. If we feel like we can't do it because we don't know exactly where we're going to be eating, guess what? We're face down in whatever they're serving. So it's all about being deliberate. Okay, let's see if there's any more questions. April Baby, Tanya. Getting through links and materials, finding it a little confusing navigating all the places like connecting to lives, Q&A, getting to tribe.com, etc. Tribe.com, pnptribe.com. Go there. All right? You should only have two emails from us. Both of them state the same thing. We had to send two, though, because one comes like the second you join. It says orientation. Like, here's how to log in. Here's your orientation. Get through your orientation and do your no BS. The second one is the same thing. Your job is to go through orientation. If you take it one video at a time and you do exactly what orientation tells you, you will have figured out how to get in the Facebook group, which you obviously have because you're asking a question. You will have the link to start your no BS. You will have your link to your workbook. It walks you through. Guys, you can only do one thing at a time. So if you just go to pnptribe.com and click on orientation and do one thing at a time, guess what? You'll knock everything out. All this stuff you do in the beginning makes the rest of your tribe life easy. Like, once you install the Private Member Podcast, guess what? You never have to do that again. Once you print the No BS workbook, guess what you have to never do again? Print the No BS workbook. Once you go through your orientation, guess what you don't ever have to do again? Go through your orientation. You're knocking stuff out. It feels like a lot now. It's like, yeah. It's like when you move into a house, you got to unpack the boxes. Unless you just want to live out of boxes. So there are just some things you have to do. Like, you'll never have to join the Facebook group ever again. And here's the thing. You guys don't have to attend any lives or anything. Anything that pertains to newbies, we will send it to you in your email. This week is all about orientation, getting started on your no BS. Everything else you do is your choice to do extra. None of this is the required piece. It's fun, it's whatever, but none of it is the required piece. Okay? Everything you need to know to lose your weight is in no BS, guys. That's why I want you through that orientation, because once you finish orientation, it makes the rest of your PMP life so much easier. Now, if you need a calendar of where everything is, log into pnptribe.com. Guys, do not look for the Facebook group to be where your information is. This is not where information is. Your video archives are not here. Your replays are not here. Your information is not. We do not put anything in the Facebook group that we want you to know. Now, we duplicate and we give you some information in the Facebook. Everything that we think is important and you must know, it is on pnptribe.com and it will be on the front page. And that will take you everywhere. So when you log in to pnptribe.com, orientation is at the top. Most important thing any tribe member can do. Tribe members, from January and last September, if you haven't done your orientation yet, guess what? You should go back and do that shit. It might tell you something you need to know. Next is no BS. Every tribe member goes through no BS. Most of them go through it 5 to 6 times. We have a lot of people doing their 5th and 6th round of no BS because it's that impactful. Then you keep scrolling down. Oh, here's the calendar of all the events for the month right here for me. And if you do your orientation, I teach you how to subscribe to it. I even show you where it's at. And then as you keep scrolling down, it's like, oh, here's the latest replays right here for me. And you keep scrolling down after that. Oh, here's my weekly newsletter. Like, everything you need to know is like right there. So my best advice is just to remember that anytime you think you're confused, you're not. Like, this is what I tell Logan, because Logan likes to be confused and overwhelmed. And I'm like, no, we don't do that in this house. He's like, but I am. And I'm like, no, that's called a feeling. No one is ever confused or overwhelmed. You know what you are? Thinking something, causing your own confusion and overwhelm. Always. So I always tell Logan, you're not allowed to be confused. what is the next best step? That's what I tell him every single time. And he'll be like, ask a question. And I'm like, yeah, that's so much better than sitting around thinking I'm confused and throwing my hands up. That's why I don't allow it. Also, a lot of times it's like, if it's not asked the question, it's like, okay, just pick something. And I'm like, yeah, because then you'll start doing something. I talk to him about it all the time. And I talk to you guys about it all the time. Don't allow yourself to be overwhelmed or confused. Just try it on for the next week and see what happens. If every time you want to and you say like, oh, I'm not allowed to do that right now. So what am I going to do instead? Some of you will take the challenge and you'll be like, holy fuck, I got so much shit done this week. Didn't realize how much time I was spending in it. Some of you will say, fuck it, and stay there. It will feel uncomfortable because you're having to make a decision. And when you make a decision, there's the risk of being wrong. And you would rather do nothing than risk being wrong and then having to figure out the next best decision. And that's how it rolls. Tomorrow's my weigh-in day. Any advice for not obsessing about the scale? Tell yourself I'm not going to obsess about the scale. Say I'm going to weigh in tomorrow and I'm going to do the first Hello Scale worksheet. That's all I want you to do tomorrow, Julie. Just before you get on, just say like, and I'm going to do the first worksheet and I'm going to figure out why I'm so obsessed about it. That's where we're going to start. I'm trying to level up. We had a birthday last night at church and I had cake, but I planned it. Okay. Saturday is another birthday party. Is planning cake again too much or too soon? Just plan it. All I want you to do is plan it. If you're going to have it, plan it. Eat it consciously. And if you get to a two or you decide you don't want any more of it, stop. That's all. I've been sick as shit the last 2 days. I haven't been overeating, but I also haven't been doing my 24-hour plan or journaling. My mind is talking shit about not doing things to help my weight loss. I'm trying to listen to body. So you are trying to help your weight loss by listening to your body. Here's what I want you to do. Some of you joined and you had pneumonia. I'm like, okay, how often, like your brain is talking shit about something that's going to rarely ever happen. Like at worst, you're going to get pneumonia 3 times a year. Let's hope not. That would be the worst case scenario. But this is what I want you, like a lot of you put a lot of assessment and judgment on your ability to lose weight when you have an extreme circumstance happening. I'm like, I probably wouldn't base all the things on the flu or pneumonia. I would just be like, yeah, I haven't been making a 24-hour plan, but I haven't been overeating. I'll start my 24-hour plan. Like, say I'll start tomorrow. And if you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, legit, I don't think I can eat today and blah, blah, blah. Then put on your 24-hour plan, eat as needed. And then you have a plan. That's all you got to do. All right, guys, that's it. I'm going to get out of here. I got to get ready. We have one more big training for people who are thinking about joining. And then pneumonia 4 times last year, I lost weight. My granny used to always say, she's just one good stomach virus away from her jeans fitting again. All right, this is the last question, and then I'm going to get out of here because I need to eat before I do the next training. I need some helpful tips for preventing overeats when I'm physically tired. The big thing that I would do is I would have a plan for when you're tired. If you're physically tired, you need to tell yourself, we don't eat. I don't care if you take a nap. I don't care if you go to bed earlier, if you sleep in and skip workouts, if you drink water or whatever, but you need to have plans for what you're going to do when you're physically tired. You also need to have thoughts that you're going to have. Like my thought when I'm physically tired is this has nothing to do with eating. Start there. Don't start with some kind of pie in the sky bullshit. Start with my physical tiredness has nothing to do with eating. Here's the other thing I would do. Last night I did a call. Kathy, link her to when Sadie gets up. She's doing all the processes now. See my computer running? Link just Christina up to, or I don't care if you post it in the comments, but put it in her reply. Link her up to the call I did last night. Oh, that was Queen's Club, wasn't it? I'll tell you what. Splice out Beth Bender's call. I'm being tired as an excuse. And let's load that into the tribe. I will give y'all the gift of one thing from the Queen's Club. But she was on Queen's Club last night. I did so many calls yesterday, I forgot who it was. But since I already put it out there, give her that one. Or look and see, Kathy, if I have any coaching calls on tired. Either one. Just find something on tired and get it to Christina so that she can quit eating because she's tired. You're just eating because you want to. You don't want to feel tired. Like, I just say, like, well, then be tired. It has nothing to do with eating. All right. You guys have a good one. I will see you tomorrow, if not sooner, in typing along in the Facebook and stuff. Bye-bye, y'all.